Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Move Fast, Lift Heavy Podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, co-host of MFLH Pod. Thanks again for tuning in. If you've been with us for a hot second, we greatly appreciate a subscribe and a rating. That will help us out with getting some more guests that you would love to have on the show. If you haven't yet, go to movefastliftheavy.com. You can get a discount on Train with CH, which is Christian Harris's exact CrossFit programming, or Pump with CH, which is more of a bodybuilding type of vibe that you can also do within a functionally based gym. You can also check out our gear, MFLH gear, at movefastliftheavy.com. All right. Thanks again for tuning in. If you're new to the pod, welcome. Enjoy the episode. Later.
And welcome back to the Move Fast, Lift Heavy Invitational 2022. It's been some time since we sat down and done this. Last Invitational was 2019. And I'm sitting here with Zioli. For those of you who don't know, right, she set a record at the Granite Games, correct?
Correct.
All right. So let's tell the people a little bit of who you are, what your backdrop is, so we can get familiar so the fans can get familiar with who you are.
Oh, man. Where do you want me to start?
Where'd you grow up? How'd you get into CrossFit?
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm from Connecticut originally.
Okay.
I live in Rhode Island now.
Okay.
I got into CrossFit in 2013. I had a Groupon.
Really?
Yes.
Started
and someone said, you might like this. And I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. And I did, obviously.
Yes.
And
we're sitting here now.
Yeah, here I am. Set a record at the Granite Games for Clean and Jerk.
What was that, 265?
265. And then I found out recently that I also set the record at the games for the front squat.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what was the front squat number?
315.
All right, I know a lot of grown men who can't front squat 315, so kudos to you on that.
I did tie a guy.
That's what I'm saying. That is a feat, okay? Because there's grown men who say they're manly men, right? And you're front squatting just as much, if not more, than them.
Listen,
so shout out
girl
power.
I'm just strong.
That's it, girl power. I love it. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. So let's talk a little bit about your journey as a CrossFitter.
Okay.
Right? So you were up at Milford,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you moved from Milford to, what was the gym that you were training at in Rhode Island?
Ocean State.
Ocean State, yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say like Ocean City. I was going to mess that up. Why the switch? And then you came back.
Yeah, so actually, I started at Ocean State.
You started at Ocean State?
I started there, yeah.
All right, correct me, because I know what I'm talking about.
No, I mean, hey, I'm nobody. I was nobody. It's fine. So I started there. I got my exposure to team. I got my exposure to, like, training, like, actual training.
Yes.
And I was there to 2017. Went to the games in 2017. I left to go to grad school. That's why I went to Milford. So I was in New Haven.
Okay.
And I met Jay. And I was there for 2 years.
So I call him the CrossFit Phil Jackson. Not Jay Layden.
He's Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
Yes, that's
he does.
Right.
He does have that look.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, he does have that look.
So I was there with him for 2 years, and then I graduated and I moved back home.
Ah, okay.
Yep. So I was very familiar with Jay. I've been close with him ever since then. So, you know, I was back with Ocean State. We went to the Granite Games. All that funness happened.
Yeah, we had a little mishap,
and Jay was. You know, he was like, hey, how's it going? Do you want to do team? And I was like, absolutely.
What was the mindset after that little mishap? Like, were you super discouraged? It was like a lull in training? Like, take us through that.
There was a lot going on physically with my body and how I push myself.
Yes.
And emotionally, obviously.
Okay.
You know, you don't ever expect that to happen. So it definitely was a blow. And it impacted training, of course, but more, I'd say more because I was I pushed myself so much at Granite to get to that next level, and then it didn't happen. So I kind of had to recover a lot from that.
Yeah.
But once I got back into it, which it did take a long time, I felt great. And when he presented me with the opportunity, I was like, let's go.
Let's talk about the team you just went to the games with.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal group of people.
I love them.
You know, I'm familiar with two of them. Let's talk about that. Like, how was that, you know, that transition, you know, going from your old gym to Milford and just, because, you know, being on a team has a lot to do with just being able to mix and be cohesive with your other teammates. How was that situation?
They're awesome. And I think I'm going to kind of like go to the end really quick, like at the games where you're around all these teams and they're at each other's throats because they're sick and tired of each other. And we're all like, when are we going on our team walk? When are we going to go get food? I miss you guys. So, you know, meeting everybody, I knew everybody. I had seen them compete. And I'm like, who am I? Like, I want to be a part of this. And it was just, we just clicked, right? We started hanging out, working out like early November, maybe even September a couple of times, like just like way before the season started, just dipping the toes in, trying to get like names.
Trying to see if this is a good fit.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're just like, oh, okay. We kind of vibe a little bit. And like Emma would love this. Oh, she like took us in, like her children. And we like had team walks. We would go to Trader Joe's together.
Oh, that's awesome.
We'd get coffee in the morning together. We had our like breakfast spot after training.
So
it was
awesome.
It was just like a good routine, and it was like actually hard to not do that.
You guys actually look, you genuinely like each other though.
We do.
Because like, you know, I was paying attention to the social media, and like guys just look like you were out there having a good time, and that's what it's all about, right? Like getting to that place and enjoying yourself.
Yeah. I was just actually talking to Dev. He's competing right now, Southie.
Okay, okay.
He was like, oh, how's it going down there? And he, you know, just checking in. So we still do that with each other. And
it's a beautiful thing. So I got two more questions.
Sure.
The first one is, what numbers are we looking to hit today with the lifts?
Well, I don't know. What do you want to see?
I definitely want to see a 265 clean and jerk.
Okay.
I definitely want to see that. That's easy. Whew, okay. What is that going to be like, the warm up or something? Or
I mean, I hope. Like 2 days ago, I just like front squatted for 5,
whoa,
260. So I think
Lord.
I can do that.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Well, hope if I'm not too sore. Yeah, I think it'd be great. I haven't done it in a while, but 215 for a snatch would be awesome.
Okay.
I want to go more than 265, but I'll give you 265 at least.
I was looking for the 265. I need to see that in person.
Okay.
Saw it on TV.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Snatch.
I was hurt when I did that.
You were hurt when you did that?
Yes. That's why, that's why I was so happy.
She was hurt. okay. All right, listen, man.
Yeah. No, that was very unexpected, and that's why I was so happy when I got off of the stage, basically, off the platform. And they told me I broke a record. I was like, what the heck? I don't even care. I was just happy I got that number up.
I was watching. My jaw dropped in amazement.
Oh, my God. Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I'm impressed. So, snatch.
Yeah.
What are we looking to snatch?
I think, I mean, 215 would be great if I could do that.
Okay, 215. All right, perfect, perfect.
Yeah. It's got to be somewhere in the realm of what I can power. And I can power 215, so.
Whew. Okay.
But I'm better at powering than I am at like a full squat.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask the question, right? And I was gonna like, full squat or power? You already answered that. So
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So some issues. Respectable numbers. what's in line for your 2023 season? Are you looking to go back and, you know, rekindle the friendship with the crew, or what? What are we looking at?
Oh man, I would love to. It's nothing is set in stone yet, though.
Okay.
You know, I'm still coming out of like that whole training season, and my sister got married last weekend.
Okay.
And all these things we've been pushing off, basically.
Yes.
I want to go. I want to go again, you know? But.
Well, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll keep an eye out.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for having this conversation. I know you were ducking me a little bit. You were, you know, a little camera shy, whatever, but I appreciate you sitting down and having this conversation.
Of course. Thanks for having
me. Enjoy and have a fun time today. All right.